Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Alrighty, what's up, everybody? Good evening, and welcome back to Wrestle Talk in the D with myself, Martez, Dominic, Kayvon, and Swink will be joining us shortly, I believe. But thanks for joining the show. Thanks for being a part of this episode. Once again, it's been a while since we've been on. We got a lot to get into. First, I want to thank God for giving us another chance to talk wrestling and giving us another chance to agree and disagree and just have fun tonight. I want to jump right into it. I want to say hello to the one and only Dom P. Dominic, what's up, brother?
What's going on? What's going on, Russell Fox fans? How y'all been doing?
Oh, yeah, man. It's glad to be back together once again. A lot's been going on outside of this thing called Russell Talking to D, but happy to be back again, brother, especially with you, man.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Good to be back, man. Right now, I'm looking at the final scene here at NXT. It looks like we just a new debut of the new staple, the Diamond Mine, and it appears to be none other than Roderick Strong.
Ooh.
This attack. Roderick Strong.
I didn't see that
and
coming.
Two more other people, and of course my main man Malcolm Phillips as playing the manager. They just ambushed Crescita.
Wow. This is big. This is really big. This is really big. I'm watching it right now. It's really, really big. Wow, man!
What an amazing show! This week episode of NXT was so much better than last week.
Absolutely, doesn't it make a difference to have like live fans in the arena? I mean, like actual like live fans. I think that helps out the entertainment of watching NXT. I really do think that helps out. Let's bring on my main man, Kayvon. What's up, Kayvon?
Hello. Not much. It just feels good to be back, you know?
Hey man, it's been a while, man. I'm happy to be back. It's time to complete this draft, man. It's time to complete it because we've been pushing it back for the last few weeks. Actually, that's been my fault, so I'll take the hit on that. But nonetheless, we're here tonight. How you feeling, brother?
I am feeling good, especially about this draft. You know, like I said, I already got my superstars lined up, so I'm ready to tackle this thing. You know, I'm feeling pretty good, especially after Hell in a Cell. You know, I'm feeling very confident now of my pick. So, yeah.
Yeah. Man, I'm ready to get into it. And Mr. Nick Swink has made it in. I wasn't sure if he was going to make it in tonight, but what's up, Nick?
What's going on, Martez?
Hey, nothing much,
how you
man.
Doing,
Yeah. How you feeling, brother?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Man, it's been such a long time since we been on this show. Tonight is the night. Tonight we finished the draft. Tonight I'm going to reign supreme over you guys. But before we get into the draft, let's go to Kayvon with his Big Four segment.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the four big news that is happening in the world of professional wrestling today. If you all do not know who I am not Kayvon. I am the special person for Kayvon, more like his sideman. I am Cool K, and tonight, ladies and gentlemen, four big things happening in the world of professional wrestling today. Number one, the world of professional wrestling has released several superstars, including Braun Strowman, Aleister Black, and some more famous people that's out there. I don't know why, but hey, it is what it is. Number two, ladies and gentlemen, if you all did not notice, but Samoa Joe has returned to NXT, so I thank God for that. And of course, number three, what is next for Hit Row? Hit Row has been on the mountaintop since they came to NXT, since they joined together. So what is next for Hit Row? We all do not know. And of course, the last thing, number four, what is next for Karrion Kross? We all seen him and Samoa Joe had a little issue on last week, but what is next for Karrion Kross? Ladies and gentlemen, that is all. Cool K is now out of the building. Thank you.
Hey, spectacular job, Kayvon. Spectacular job.
Thank you.
Actually, let me get that correct. Spectacular job, Cool K. You know, good.
Oh, appreciate you.
Speaking of Cross, I want to talk about two crosses a little bit later, if you guys don't mind. I want to talk about particular crosses, and I'm not talking about Jesus Christ and the cross, but I'm going to save that for another place. But we're going to be talking about two different other crosses a little bit later. Let's get into the draft. Everybody ready?
Yep.
All right. So Kayvon, we're going to start with you. Then we're going to go to me, and then we're going to go to Dominic, and then we're going to go to Swing. All right. And tonight, guys, we're going to do eight picks. I'm sorry that I'm throwing that on you at the last minute, but tonight we're going to do eight picks. So hopefully you guys can come up with two extra picks. So without further ado, let's get it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I had plenty of time to think of my first draft. My brand needs a general manager. And what better way of having this superstar who just returned last week? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am talking about the person that is phenomenal at promos, the person that puts people to sleep. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, Samoa Joe.
Ooh, good pick.
Thank you.
Oh, good question. I'm so flat tonight. I don't even know what number I'm at, but my My first pick of the night, I'm going to go with the NXT announced crew. I think Beth Phoenix, Wade Barrett, Vic Joseph, I think they're the best commentating crew in all of professional wrestling. Call me crazy if you want to. They're good. They're a great listen. They're very consistent. And I enjoy them each and every week. So I'm going to go with the NXT commentating crew.
Yeah, I ain't want them no way. So, doing me a solid. You know, I got to talk back.
Keep it coming.
No pun intended. SmackDown. Oh, man. Man, who can I pick from? I guess I'm a player safe. I'm going to continue with my general manager, who is doing an excellent job. I have no flaws with him, William Regal.
Ooh.
All right, well, I went over my picks from the previous round, and I was looking at the people that I have drafted. I realized I need some more tag teams as I only got two of them. So I'm going with a tag team with my next pick. I'm taking the team of Imperium, Marcel Bartel, and Fabian Eichner.
Nice. Go ahead, Don.
No, never mind. Sorry.
Well, I will be very upset. Well, actually, my brother will be very upset if I did not choose this tag team. Ladies and gentlemen, they're new on the scenes, and I think they'll go far if they are on my brand. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to SmackDown will be RK Bro.
Ooh. I believe this is going to be a breakout year for this individual that I'm going to pick next. And yes, if we have time, we're going to talk about her later. But I'm going to go with none other than Nikki Cross for my second pick for tonight.
Well, Montez, correct me if I do. I feel like I picked her, but just let me know if you can backtrack. I'm going to go with my brawler from CC Brass City, Mercedes Martinez.
Ooh, good pick.
All right, I think we're going to keep going with tag teams here. We have a need to fill out the tag team division here. And I am going to take Old Man Ciampa and Toothless Timmy. Give me Timothy Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa.
Whoa.
Well, I am so glad that my roster right now is looking pretty good. Now I need another force in this thing. Give me AJ Styles and Omos.
Ooh. Well, this was a tough pick, but I'm going to have to go with another Cross, and I'm going to have to go with none other than Karrion Kross. For all the reasons.
Remember Martez?
What's up?
Martez?
Yeah.
Remember, I picked him, day one. Second or third. Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I'm super flat tonight. All right, let me change up. I'm going to go with
You can go with Scarlett.
Mm.
I forgot.
I thought about that. I'm going to go with Eva. Evolution.
Martez, you already chose Evolution.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to go with my man, Big E Langston.
You said Big E? Sorry to inform you, but K-Von Jr. already chose all three members of the New Day.
Yeah.
This show is over, man. Yep. This show is over. I quit. I'm getting exposed tonight, man.
Read the list, man.
I haven't had time to look at it. I've been busy. I'm sorry. Okay.
I can run it down for you, if you want me to,
I got it. I'm gonna go with my girl Naomi.
Okay.
I'm somewhat to a degree it's like Martez. I'm trying to think of for my next pick, I'm going with the new sensation. He's right now currently the guitar player from Nakamura. I feel like he needs to be come back home to NXT. I'm talking about Rick Board, or whatever his name is. That's my pick.
I think it's Rick. Is it Rick Boom or something?
Rick Boom. Yeah.
It's actually pronounced Rick Boom. But I throw that out there. Sorry.
That's a truck.
That is my pick.
All right. Let's see here. Go over my list again. So we took a couple of tag teams there. There's still plenty of tag teams left on the list, but I'm not going to go with another tag team yet. I'm going to go with a woman. Give me the submission magician, Shayna Baszler.
Ooh. Ooh.
Well, I joke about this a lot, especially with Martez Al, because this superstar looks exactly like him. Ladies and gentlemen, give me Apollo Crews and Commander Aziz.
Hey, that's actually a compliment, man. Like, you give me a little bit too much credit.
I am from Nigeria.
All right, my next
you
pick.
You do not talk to me.
My next pick of the evening is a future Hall of Famer, a Grand Slam champion. And I hope none of you guys have picked him. I don't have my list in front of me. But the phenomenal AJ Styles is my next pick.
I just chose AJ Styles.
I thought you.
He just picked AJ on this call.
I'm having a bad day. Oh, dang. I have a bad day. All right. My next pick. Whew. I'm going to go with my man. Let's go with Santos Escobar.
It is me on the clock. I'm running out of people. I think I'm going to have to, because my cruiserweight is a diamond in the dirt division. And it is just so, it's a lot of hidden talent. This person that had to come back to NXT, I'm talking about the Middle East from the Beast. Beast from the Middle East, excuse me. High Flyer. None other than Mansoor.
I already have Mansoor.
He doesn't matter. Oh, God. I'm going with an announcer, Alicia Warrington. I need a voice. Damn, that's my pick, Alicia Taylor. Alicia Taylor.
I didn't know we had to draft a commentary team or anything like that.
Well,
yeah. We
well, technically you don't. It's but it, everybody's fair game. But technically you don't. It's up to you.
All right. Well, see, going over the tag teams here. I think we're going to take another tag team here. And we are going to go with the team of Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so before I pick this next superstar, let us clarify something. Since Aleister Black got released, I had to trade out Aleister Black for Seth Rollins, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I did that on my own. Now, you may think I'm going to do something, because I am. My next pick coming to SmackDown will be none other than the one known as John Moxley.
Huh?
What?
He's Moxley, yes.
He's not with WWE.
You know, AEW, you know, he's with AEW.
Yeah, but this is... This is a WWE centered draft. Like, wow, we need to start this show over, man.
You know, okay, well, y'all caught me. Okay, y'all caught me. Okay, sorry, John. I thought, okay, well, in that case, let's have some hope then. Give me the one that has won this 24/7 championship belt more times than Drew McIntyre has won the WWE World Heavyweight Championship belt. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, give me R-Truth.
Nice. All right, the next person I'm going to go with, I think he needs to go on a break, okay? I think he needs to go on a break, but I think he needs to come back as his former character, if you will. And that he needs to come back as the Lone Wolf. So my next pick is going to be Baron Corbin. I still think he has high potential. I still think he has a lot of upside. And I think he's somebody that can take Raw into the right direction that I want it to go in. So I'm going to go with Baron Corbin as my next pick. with the hopes that he's coming back as the Lone Wolf if he takes a break or something like that. So.
I'm here, guys. I'm here. It's hard. It is hard.
Yep.
It's hard. Like, all jokes aside, I think we've been all pretty much just about everybody. Hey, if I got a three people I want to pick, if I just say it, don't be scared to say if you already picked them. That's how, like, all jokes aside, I think we did a good job, everybody. Have anybody picked Sami Zayn yet?
Oh, definitely my next pick. Oh, my God.
I'm going with the wackiest Sami Zayn, Mr. Conspiracy. Yep.
All right. Well, I took a couple tag teams. I took a woman. I think we need to add another singles wrestler. We need to add a little bit more of name recognition, a little more star power to the brand. So give me the rated R superstar. Give me Edge.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, obviously somebody already chose my second pick, but listen, that is okay, because I'm going with his former best friend. That's right, the person that got beat up by Roman Reigns as many times as I can count. Ladies and gentlemen, give me Fight Owens Fight, Mr.
No, I already picked him. I remember I picked him, like, I think last show. I brought him back to NXT.
Gosh.
Okay. Well, in that case, this is hard. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. We didn't...
Oh, perfect. Of course. How can I forget? I am so sorry, y'all. Give me Tamina and Natalya.
Nice. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I know.
All right.
Kevin's on this list.
What happened?
I don't see Kevin Owens on this list anywhere.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I was looking. And I ain't see him either.
I thought I picked him like a week before. I mean, he lasted it though. But if not, then... I'll be up to you Saturday. Kayvon, you can have Kevin Owens, man.
Well,
I'm not
I'm still thinking on that. You know, Kevin Owens he's a phenomenal superstar, but I think Tamina and Natalya overthrows him. You know.
Hey, God, thank you for the fumble. I'm going to pick it up. My next pick is going to be Kevin Owens.
Oh,
Hey.
Martez is just looking for anything right now.
I am. I'm struggling, man. Come on. Don't do that to me. I'm struggling.
It's so bad. I am, like, looking at the WWE list of current active superstars or talent. Who was that? Martez took my announcing, so I made Alicia Taylor. Well, she's my announcer. Well, my lead commentator, just to have somebody, is, believe it or not, guys, David Otunga.
Oh,
Jennifer Hudson's ex.
What? I wasn't expecting that one, but okay.
he's active, so I'm looking.
Okay. Cool.
He's my commentator.
All right. I think we're going to go with another woman here. I will take the former NXT UK Women's Champion. Give me the fashionista, Ginny.
Mm. Nice. All right, so we got right now, we got two more picks to go because we're going eight picks tonight. Kayvon, here you go.
Okay, so I do not know if she's currently on the roster, but y'all going to get me together. Give me what I want, the animal, the pista.
we could take that, yep. I think he's still technically.
No.
Somewhat. No?
Wait.
No?
No, I don't know 100%. I'm not sure, but I don't. I'm not sure.
I don't see him. I don't see him listed on the roster.
Yeah, you know what? Yep, you're absolutely right. I do not.
Okay. All right. Well, all hope is not lost. Listen, my mother would be so upset if I did not choose this superstar, who just so happens to be her favorite. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am going with Big Mama Jax. Give me Nia Jax. Yeah.
She was picked.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Was she?
Right, was she? Cause I'm looking. I'm like, what? Was she? Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, hold on. I'm looking at
the list because I wrote it all down. I'm writing all these down, and I did a search here, and I didn't find Nia Jax, so I don't think anyone picked her.
Oh, well, my man. I thought Dominic picked her.
Yeah.
My man.
Yeah, that's why it's one of my, but yeah, it's that.
Dominic, you want to contest that, man?
Look here, go ahead, now you're back. he can have him, he can have her.
All right, my next pick, this tag team, they're on the rise right now. If you've been watching them on Friday nights, I like what they're doing. I'm going to go with the Alpha Academy, Otis and Chad Gable.
Ooh, okay. Ooh, what is that? All right. I think I'm going to turn some heads because this individual you would least expect to be on this brand, he can be an authority figure, he could be a GM, he could be, every once in a while, he's a competitor. I'm talking about none other than my main man, Shane O'Mac.
Ooh.
Here comes the money.
All right, so I had a list of potential picks here. And, you know, I hit pretty much all of the ones that I was going after here. You know, I could pick another tag team because there's plenty of those to choose from, but I'm not going to go with that. I'm going to go with somebody that's on my list. And I just did a search, so I know someone did not pick them, and I'm surprised that he was not picked, especially by Martez. Give me Johnny Drip Drip, John Morrison.
Oh man.
Oh, the hottest, you know, wrestling nickname right now.
Yeah, Dominic, the guys on the gorilla position, they call me Marty Drip Drip. I think Nick came up with that nickname.
You're forever going to be money making Martez.
I wish
one
of these days that'd be
money
true.
Money making.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, I don't think the superstar got released. He's a part-timer. He gave Roman Reigns a run for his money. I'm just saying, you know, some people know who I'm talking about. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
he is working besides.
Gilbert. Oh, I'm sorry.
He is working alongside of his former special counsel. Ladies and gentlemen, he is known as the Beast Incarnate. Give me Brock Lesnar.
Ooh.
Has he signed back with them yet?
I don't know.
But he's still on the active roster, though. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I see him on here, so you got to respect his wishes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Oh, man. I've been tossing and turning over this last pick, but I'm not going to toss anymore. I'm going deep into this pick because this female is simply the best. And I'm going to go with none other than Mandy Rose. I need me some Mandy Rose on Monday Night Raw, especially since we're bringing the fans back into the arenas and we're going on the road. I mean, I think it's Raw is better when Mandy Rose is there. So, Mandy
God's
Rose is my final pick. Right.
God's beautiful creation. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Remember, I took her tag team partner.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, all fair. Love is war, whatever they say. I got another surprise, you guys. So, there's another person. He can be part of my announce team, commentary team channel. He can be some type of authority figure. He can even at times can still go if needed. I'm talking about none other than the two-time Hall of Famer, five-time WCW champion, United States champion. He dig it, sucker. Booker T. That's my final pick.
Nice, nice.
Now tell me you just didn't say that.
All right, with my last pick, I am going to go with another wrestler. I'm not worried about the commentary team and all that. We'll figure that out later. I am going to go with someone I'm surprised that Dominic did not pick. I am going to go with Kushida.
Ooh.
I thought I would with Christina. That's another one, like. I thought I did, but okay.
Well, everybody, that concludes the draft for this year. I'm not going to stand on here I am going to stand on here and say this. Like, I feel like my show is going to be the best show. And when we revisit this next year around this time, you will know that my show is the best show because it's simply the best. Do you guys have anything else you want to say as we conclude this final night of the draft?
Of course.
Marquez, your show is down in ratings. Worst it's ever been.
Hey, I got Mandy Rose. I got Evolution. Come on now. Listen, it's going to go up. Just give it a few weeks.
Are you going to add Dewdrop to that?
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Might as well. I'm loving that whole storyline right now. I can't wait to get into the topics in a few minutes.
Of course you are.
Don't do it. Don't do that to me, Swing. Come on, man.
Well, I mean, I said it at the beginning, and I'm going to stand on it. SmackDown, by far, as of right now, is the best show of all time. Just saying.
Hey. I ain't mad at you. Swink or Dominic, y'all want to chime in?
Okay. My show not surprisingly, a good show. It's easy developing, rising stars, and we're going to stand and deliver.
Ooh.
That's all I got to say.
I like how you threw that in there, stand and deliver. That was cool, Dominic.
We're going to stand and deliver.
NXT UK, NXT UK is the redheaded stepchild of the WWE. Nobody even thinks about it. But, I didn't pick that many people from the United Kingdom, but that's okay because we're about trying to get people to actually watch this show. So I think we have a pretty good mix of some of the best wrestlers on the roster. You know, we've got Walter, of course. We've got Gargano. We've got Pete Dunne. We've got Nakamura. We've got Kushida. We have a pretty strong women's division. Of course, the tag team division, you cannot go wrong with the Dirty Dogs. And there's some other pretty good tag teams here. So I think NXT UK is a show. Somebody were to look at it on paper, they'd be like, hey, I will actually watch this show on Wednesdays at 3:00 in the afternoon on Peacock and in other countries, the WWE Network.
Hey, man, that's true. Well, guys, you know, I definitely want to thank you guys for participating in this draft. Can't wait to do it again next year if we're still here, if we're still doing it on this platform. Hopefully we are, but this was a good draft.
And next time, write all the picks down.
Yeah, we all as a whole. We all as a whole. Sure.
You know what's crazy? I'm being exposed tonight, and Swink, you just added to that, man. That's messed up, man. That's really messed up. That's really messed up. All right, on that note, we're going to come back. We're going to get into some topics. We're going to take a quick break. I don't know if you're going to stick around, Swink, but if you do, that'll be cool. But if you got to go, I understand. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. All right. Thank you for listening. We're back live right here on blogtalkradio.com. This is Open Talk Radio presentation. This is none other than this is Wrestle Talking to D with Martez, Dominic, and Kayvon. And we have also our special guest host and contributor for tonight, Nick Swink. He has joined us again on this show. Now is time for one of the favorite parts of this show for me. We're going to get into some hot topics, maybe some cold topics. We're going to get into some topics that we deem important in the world of wrestling right now. Now, gentlemen, we're going to get into these topics. We embrace agreeing and we embrace disagreeing. So it's okay to agree. It's okay to disagree. Don't feel bad about it. If you don't like something that somebody is saying, just respectfully cut them off and state your case, okay? So let's get into it. Let's get into the topics of the day. I want to start with this. You know, many people are disappointed in the WWE right now. If you listen to most people will say the storylines are trash. The storylines aren't good, and specifically Monday Night Raw, okay? But I'm of the belief that once they start going on touring, that the storylines are going to get better. Okay, that's just me, and I know I'm in the minority with that, I think. But I want to ask you, gentlemen, I'll start with you, Swink, if that's okay. Do you trust that WWE will produce better storylines since they're going back on tour and going to be wrestling and entertaining people in front of live crowds? And then we're going to start with Swink and then Dominic and then Kayvon.
I kind of feel like right now they're just kind of going through the motions until they get back to the live crowds next month. So right now they're just kind of just trying to get through June, get to July, and, you know, they're just kind of just throwing things together, kind of like how Hell in a Cell was just kind of a slapdash show full of, like, matches that we've seen for those last several months. You know, it was just kind of there. And so I feel like they're just waiting to get to the moment when fans return. I don't know if, you know, suddenly the show is going to be better once fans return, but I feel like perhaps they might actually try to put forth some more effort now that they actually have people in the building and they're trying to sell tickets.
Nice.
Dominic? Okay. Yeah, Vince admitted that is still. I think, hear me out, guys. I think, in a way, like Nick said, they're going to, quote, unquote, try to someone say, oh, we're going to do better since, you know, the fans are back in audience. And, you know, try to have better storylines. I've been reading, you know, it's more call-ups, surprisingly call-ups. I know we just did the draft, but supposed to be making their way, having auditions, Killian Cross. And I forgot somebody else. There may, you know, a surprise to call up to the main roster. You know, you got Finn Balor. But I think it's still going to be the same. I think they're going to think they're doing better, but it's just going to be the same product in a degree that I have to say that it breaks my heart. They're going to try to give us something better, but they're going to still somehow fall and not meet expectations to deliver, you know, good ratings, good bookings, and et cetera. So, yeah, I don't think so.
Wow. Kayvon?
Well, for the first time in forever, I'm going to have to agree. I don't think the storylines is going to get better even when there's crowd. Like, if there is a crowd there, which there will be, the storyline is going to stay the same like it has been especially doing the virtual audience. The storyline is lame, and once the fan come back, it's still going to be lame. It needs some improvement, like some big-time improvement. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know I'm a moderator in this, but I'm going to say my little 2 cents, literally 2 cents. I disagree with you all. You know, I think, actually right now, I think Raw is producing good storylines. I know I sound crazy saying this, but like, Raw is an interesting, entertaining show for me. So when they go back to the live fans and going on tour, I think they're going to take it up a notch. I think we're going to be pleased with what they're going to give us. So for me, I feel like the momentum is on their side for them to produce better storylines, and I think that's, in fact, is what's going to happen. So I 100%, I love you all, but I 100% disagree with you all stance on that. So I think they're going to produce great storylines going forward. But that
okay,
could be
so
the
here's
WWE
the thing.
Go ahead, Nick. Go
okay,
ahead.
So here's the thing I will say about Raw in comparison to SmackDown that I've noticed. I don't think that the stories are exactly interesting per se, but on Raw, but I would say that there's at least some storyline progression there, whereas SmackDown feels like it's the same show every single week. It's the same formula. You have Roman Reigns, Paul Heyman backstage. Roman Reigns, talks very slow and stoically, and Paul Heyman just stares and makes funny faces. And Roman orders the Usos to do something. They fail miserably, and just rinse and repeat. It's the same thing every week. There's no progression there at all in the story. Whereas Raw, at least things are moving forward. Not saying that any of these things are good. I mean, you have a grown woman who's dressing like a child, acting like a child with a doll. Now you have a woman dressed like a superhero. But, at least things are progressing on that show, whereas SmackDown just feels like it's, like, on a loop.
What you said about SmackDown is totally accurate, I enjoy SmackDown, but it is the same thing each and every week. It is, but, heck, if you go back to the Attitude Era, like, each and every Monday night, it was Stone Cold beating up Mr. McMahon. That was the same thing each and every Monday night. So, I mean, if it's not broke, then you should continue to go.
But there was at least progression to that story with McMahon and Austin. With this, it's just kind of the same thing every week, and there is no one left for Roman to wrestle on this show. I mean, how many times is he going to? Is he going to wrestle Kevin Owens? I mean, we've seen that match 1,000 times. And there's really nobody left for him to really wrestle on that show. I mean, is he going to wrestle Dominic next?
if they call me up, I'll be ready, okay? Oh, the other one. All
right. I meant Dominic Mysterio, but yeah, maybe they will call you up.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking, bro. I didn't mean to be like that.
Nick, you brought up something that's gonna segue to. This is gonna be my sixth topic of the night, but I'm gonna just speed it up. But I think you brought up the. The grown woman dressing up like a 10-year-old. I don't know if you didn't phrase it like that exactly, but I want to talk about Alexa Bliss. We can start with whoever. Whoever want to jump in first, go for it. Has this been a success? Is this Alexa Bliss transformation, has it been a success or has it been a failure in your eyes? And whoever want to jump in first, go for it.
I'll go. It was somewhat looking like a success, but is one of many things that looked at. It was okay from the beginning, but then several detours and turns and twists into the storyline. It just looked like, I won't say a failure. It just, once again, it's just looking less interesting to get into now. You know, like I said, the doll, I don't think, you know, it's going to be a real person. But I'm hearing that they may be pairing Alexa Bliss with Liv Morgan. And so it may give some Rocket Fuel hope to bring this, you know, story back to life. So it may be a saving point if they do that.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. Let's go to Dominic and then Swink. Let's go to Kayvon and then Swink.
Well, right now, I believe it is a success. It catches people's attention, you know, although she's off, but it shows her progression. Even with the doll, yes, the doll is technically helping her, just like Bray Wyatt and his puppets. They're helping him become like this alter ego person. And now that Alexa Bliss has been training underneath the Fiend's wing, now Alexa Bliss now has superpowers. Like, it's new stuff releasing out of Alexa Bliss. So this thing is a success, and I want to see where she take this thing next week.
Nice. All right, Swink.
Well, I think you already know how I feel about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I have no interest in it, and I find it utterly ridiculous. I don't like the Fiend. I don't like this. And, I just don't have any time for it. So, you know, I just think it's ridiculous and, I just saw the thing with Shayna Baszler, and I just thought it was really sad how far Shayna Baszler has fallen to this level. It's pretty sad. But, is it a success? I don't know about that, per se. I mean, how do we judge if it's a success? I mean, there are no fans there to tell you whether or not it's getting over with the crowd, because there's no live crowd. Do you look at the ratings and the viewership numbers? If you do, then you see that Raw is in the tank. So clearly it's not really interesting to people watching at home if nobody's watching. So I would say from that point of view, it's not. But again, it's impossible to really judge how crowds are truly going to react to this stuff with the doll and all that without them actually being there. So it's hard to judge in this time right now of COVID if something is truly over without a live audience react.
Yes, you definitely bring up a good point. I guess we're going to get our answer soon with them going back on tour or whatever. And I'm going to try not to interject. I like it, you know, and part of my problem is I think I'm okay with everything WWE does. I don't have a problem with nothing. I don't have a problem with nothing they do, to be honest with you. So I'm probably the wrong guy to be involved in this conversation, because I enjoy it. It's not the greatest thing I ever seen, but it's I like it. It's interesting for me. All right, the next topic of the night, we'll start with Kayvon. I've been reading on social media all week that Karrion Kross is maybe potentially moving up to the main roster at some point. But I want to ask you guys, do you think this will be a good move to move him up, like like in the near future, like before the summer is out? Do you guys think it's a good idea to move Karrion Kross to the main roster in the next couple of months or even sooner?
Well, I said it before. I believe me and you had this conversation, but I believe this will be an excellent thing if they move Karrion Kross to the main roster. Potentially SmackDown, only because if you guys need new opponents for Roman Reigns to face, then what better opponent to face than Karrion Kross, who is right now, in my books, he's undefeated in NXT. So, I mean, you put him with Roman, that's a whole nother matchup for a whole nother time. But I believe Karrion Kross, hey, sign me up. Take all my money. Sign me up for that.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. Dominic?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about second ago about, you know, more call-ups. Really, the main roster, I think I talk about this every time I'm on the show, not bragging, guys, but it's just one of my things is really stale. They need to utilize more of NXT. Because, you know, those guys are ready to go. You know, the Ciampa, the Cole, the Gargano, the Karrion Kross, the Bronson, the Candice LeRae, Mercedes, Dakota Kai, Frankie Moore. You know, I can keep going on and on. These guys, and we've seen it, what, 2 years ago in Survivor Series, that whole storyline of the brand competition, they give the main roster, the NXT right now gives the main roster a run for their money.
Right.
They can beat them. Like Adam Cole say, he can go to them and can face the top guy and beat them any day of the week. So, yeah, they need to, you know, Vince is really, like I said, and I'm not sound like a broken record, Vince needs to sit down. Not people telling Vince who's the future. Vince needs to open his eyes before he do, you know, before it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. And like how everybody say, well, the good old days, Vince handpicked his gimmick. He needs to see this class of talent he got, and individually take every day almost 25 to 35 minutes out and talk and work and give his opinion on these upcoming talents. Yeah, it would be a great thing. And like Kayvon said, yeah, who else is to play for Karrion Kross? Who else is a good opponent? Even in Raw. You know, Forrest, I really don't want to see Kofi Kingston in the WWE title picture. Raw needs more, championship contenders. Somebody that's over that can come up and challenge Bobby Lashley. Both brands.
Mm.
So, yeah, we need more. We need more.
Wow, what a strong take, Dominic. Strong take. Swink?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. All right, so repeat to me again, what was your question?
Do you think Karrion Kross is should he get called up in the next few months? Because we saw reports that they're thinking about calling him up. Do you think he needs to be called up in the next couple of months or sooner? Basically, how do you feel about Karrion Kross? Let me just say that. How do you feel about him?
All right, well, so what you're referring to is that there was a report that both Karrion Kross and Bronson Reed were at the SmackDown taping on Friday night and competed in dark matches or a dark match or something like that before the show. So, one second.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, here's what I'm thinking about this is that you know, if you were going to move him up, you had the perfect opportunity to take the championship off of him at this last takeover event in this five-way match where he didn't even have to be pinned to lose the belt. You could have given it to one of the other guys.
Right.
If that's what you were going to do, if you're going to call him up. And so it kind of feels odd to me that they would have him in this dark match and talk about how they want to call him up and then have him retain the championship. It feels to me like perhaps maybe the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, you know, when it comes to the disconnect between NXT and the main roster here. That's what it feels like to me. But, you know, as far as calling him up, I mean, I don't know. The guys that were in the match with him feel like guys that should have been called up ages ago. I mean, you have Pete Dunne, you have Johnny Gargano, you have Adam Cole in this match. Who is the other guy in this match? Help me out.
O'Reilly? Kyle O'Reilly?
O'Reilly, yeah. All four of these guys should have been called up by now, realistically.
Yeah.
And so they're still in NXT. Tommaso Ciampa, another guy who's still there. And that's what I feel is part of the problem with NXT is just why the show has become so stale is that you have a lot of people that are still there and there's no progression upwards. And a lot of the thing that made NXT really good years ago was the fact that, you know, guys would get over and then eventually they would move up and move on. And then you would bring in another cycle of guys. But the problem is we've still got a bunch of these guys that have been around forever. And so, you know, there's no progression. There's no upward movement, you know. So
yeah.
And Cross, I think, is a guy that, I don't know, I can't pretend to be in the mind of Vince McMahon, but I would think that he would look at Cross and like this guy. And so I could see him on a fast track to the main roster, so I could definitely see them calling him up. And, you know, with his spooky entrance and all that, he would fit in quite well with all the stuff that they're doing with, you know, Alexa Bliss and The Fiend and all that. I mean, just imagine the entrances with Karrion Kross and The Fiend. I mean,
right.
It'd be 20 minutes of just entrances before you actually get to the match. Now, as far as how I feel about Karrion Kross himself, I have never been a fan of his going back to his Killer Kross days. I have never been a fan of that guy. I've never been a big fan of his work. I find him quite boring in the ring to watch, and I feel like his matches in NXT go too long, and I feel like he is better in shorter matches, but they have him go out there and wrestle 15, 20, 30 minutes, and he's not that kind of wrestler to me.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a guy who can give you a long match. He's not a Gargano. He's not a Cole. He's not a Dunn. He's a guy that comes in there, does his thing in like 5 minutes, and he's done. I mean, and maybe that would work better on the main roster, because on the main roster, especially on TV like Raw and SmackDown, they don't get a lot of time to actually wrestle on the show, so he would probably work better on that show.
Right.
So
yeah.
I've kind of made a long-winded answer out of all this, but I could see Cross on the main roster, and I think he would actually do well there.
Yeah. You bring up some good points. Dominic, go ahead, Dom.
My bad. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, Vince, big spicy guys, the big strong beefy guys. You know that. I think if he get called to the main roster, I know you made a good point, but for me to make a point, I think one, as you know, they're talking about splitting him up from Scarlett. Two, yeah, he's not going to be those. He's not going to have those 20 and 30 minute matches. You know, he's going to be those, have those squash matches or those, that guy like what Vince, what the fallen project of what's his name that was just kept getting into allegations and putting his money where his mouth was. The guy with all the rumors and stuff who did the game for him.
Lars Sullivan.
You know, that's what Vince is looking for, another replacement for him. It's the guy that just comes, the psychopath that just comes and just tramples everybody and you know, beat them within 20 seconds. So, I mean, that's what I think is when if Killer Cross if goes to the main roster, he's going to be somewhat, which I'm not saying I'm a fan of him, but it's just obviously when you think if you have to mind for Vince and what Vince likes, that's what he's going to do and portray him as.
Yep.
Sure enough. We got about a few minutes to go, and we have about three more topics that I want to jump into, so I'm going to move quickly with this. There was another Cross that made a surprise this past Monday night on Raw, and that was Nikki Cross. I'm going to just make this question as plain as possible. What is going on with Nikki Cross? How do you guys feel about this new change? Kayvon, how did you feel about Nikki Cross? And what went down with her on Monday?
Well, I believe it's cool. You know, because, you know, throughout these weeks, Nikki Cross has been getting a whole lot of good luck. I'm going to put it like that. So, hey, I believe it's good, you know, from my perspective.
Nice, nice. Dominic?
I'm not a fan of the gimmick. I'm a totally super fan of Nikki Cross. I think she deserves better, and I think it's just some talent agent that's backstage, like, you know, persuading her, like, well, you think you can get over by Vince? It's like superheroes or comic characters. Why don't you, you know, to get more time?
Yeah.
You know, pick up a new persona. I'm not sold with this game. I wish they can, you know, Nikki Cross deserves better. That's all I really gotta say.
When you say she deserves better, like what do you mean?
I mean, well, a fair opportunity. You know, she was kind of already over. She was already, you know, established gimmick that was over by the fans. Put her time in, and you know, and can compete with the best of them. I just really don't like that gimmick.
Yeah.
Dressing up as a superhero. You know, like, only person, and it was at a point, it was good with the Hurricane to the Great. It was okay, but then when they start adding sidekicks and, you know, all of that, I lost interest with the Hurricane. So.
Gotcha.
That's one of the things, like, come on. It's sad that certain current WWE superstars have to, you know, gimmicks or personas they have to do just to stay afloat or pick up TV time. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. But I thought, I'll let Sweet go. Are you okay?
Yeah. I didn't know you were okay. All right. So here's what I understand from this. I don't think it's something that they came up with. It's something that she pitched to them. So in other words, I guess it's her idea, because her husband, which is Killian Dane, Big Damo, whatever you want to call him, he was on Twitter and said something along the lines that she was the one that came up with the whole thing. So the whole superhero gimmick was her idea that she pitched to them. And if that's the case, then, you know, I don't know who approved of it, but I would have been like, no, think of something else. But from my understanding, because I didn't watch a whole lot of it, it was something that she used to do on the independent scene, was a superhero gimmick. So I think this is an idea that she had done before many years ago and is, you know, using it now again here in the WWE. So, but again, it's something where you need to like tell the talent no, like, hey, that's not such a great idea. Come up with something else and then get back to me. But I mean, a lot of people were trying to point out like one or two times where a gimmick like this actually got over, and the Hurricane was an example of that, but that's one out of like, let's say 30 of these gimmicks which failed miserably. So, you know, it's not a great, they don't have a great track record for stuff like this to be successful. So I don't really know if this is actually going to work. And again, we have to wait until next month to see if this gets any kind of positive reaction from the audience, or if they completely hate it and if they decide to, you know, plow ahead with it or change course and do something else. But, you know, she's getting TV time, which is something you can say that she hasn't gotten in a year, probably, since the whole COVID thing happened. I don't think she's really been featured on the show since, like, last year's WrestleMania that I can think of. And so now she appears to be in some sort of push. We'll see what happens with that, though. I don't know anymore with the booking of this promotion, but you know, my knee-jerk reaction was it was certainly not what I was expecting. And it's kind of weird how she went from playing the psychopath in Insanity to the superhero character. It's a radical departure from the Nikki Cross that we've known in WWE since her NXT days, but I guess we'll see how it goes, but I am not very optimistic.
All right, guys, for the last couple of weeks on Monday Night Raw, it seems like they're planting seeds to break up the New Day, or planting seeds to do like a Shawn Michaels versus a Marty Jannetty, or a Shawn Michaels turn on Marty Jannetty type of deal with Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. I don't know how much of Raw you guys have watched or if you even know about this storyline right now, but do you think we're officially seeing the total breakup of the New Day? Do you think that's coming down the pipeline? And I'll start with Swink, Kayvon, and then Dominic.
All right, so what I'm understanding here is that MVP is trying to lure Kofi Kingston away from Xavier Woods and to join the Hurt Business. Am I correct in that assumption?
That's what I'm picking up for me.
So, yeah, it definitely looks like they're teasing a breakup of Woods and Kofi, because, you know, Big E is already on SmackDown, so he's off doing his own thing. And so you're down to Xavier and Kofi here as the last vestige of the New Day, if you will. And, you know, it's been around for a long time, and it was an overact, I'm not saying that it wasn't, and they did have some very good matches as a team. I mean, the series of matches they had with the Usos were pretty good, and, you know, they obviously were a very good, successful, popular group with WWE. They made a lot of money in terms of merchandising and all that, and but, you know, there's an end to everything. You know, there comes a time where things have to end, and perhaps we're seeing the end of the line here with this group. I don't know where you go from here with Xavier Woods. That's the guy that I am unsure of, really, out of the three. I mean, Big E's going to be just fine over on SmackDown on his own. He's the guy who people have been talking about for years that had the most potential out of the group anyway. So, you know, he's going to be fine. Kofi, you know, he's getting up there in years. He's been around a very, very long time, longer than people, I think, realize. You know, he had his moment where he won the championship. I don't know if he'll ever reach those heights ever again. But, you know, Xavier Woods is a guy I could easily see. And this is no offense to Xavier Woods. I don't dislike him or anything. I just don't know if he will be long for the roster if we end up splitting up the New Day, you know. So, could I see them doing it? Yeah, sure, why not? I mean, I'm surprised they haven't done it yet, you know, with their track record of breaking up tag teams in this company.
Okay. Well, I have been seeing little teases like through these upcoming weeks. And if they just so happen to break it up, you heard Xavier Woods. He said, I'm getting ready for the King of the Ring tournament. So, you know, they do go their own separate ways, and we could see Xavier Woods possibly becoming King of the Ring. But do I think the breakup is going to happen? No, only because Kofi Kingston has been telling MVP over and over and over again that it's the help of his family and his friends, you know, that he is where he is today. So will that be a breakup? No. Will there be forces? It's a possibility.
Well, just like Big E over at SmackDown, I would like for them, for New Day as a whole, not to break up, but split it up. Just all of them right now, you can do it in the storyline or whatnot, but, you know, just they all take the time apart from each other and, you know, accomplish or set goals on singles runs. Like I said earlier and as well, I really don't, I salute Kofi Kingston. He has an amazing journey. I still think he's still got a lot in his tank, but as far as ideal and I really don't see him, you know, being WWE champion again or really prefer him. I would like to see him as like the IC, say one more time, being the IC or the United States champion, and just saying, you know, maybe, you know, that mid-card helping, you know, get doing like what a Randy Orton role in more upcoming talents over. Xavier, he's a hidden gem. I said it before, and so I wish that the cruiserweight division was on the main roster, because that's my ideal money-making, you know, front man to be the cruiserweight champion, if it's not Christina. And,
Don't be disrespecting my guy,
Kushida,
here.
I'm not disrespecting him. I mean, I'm just saying for us, what I've been talking about for so many shows, like, and I feel like the talent or some of the talent are in the wrong division or misused. If they would, if they use them right. But you know, I give props to Kushida, and I'm happy that Kyle O'Reilly faced him today, and I would like to see Kyle O'Reilly at some point in time, you know, go for that cruiserweight title. But back to the subject, yeah, I mean, it's about time. That's one of the things. It's about time to, you know, try something new and try to hit the fans, not so much hit the fans with a little curveball and split them apart and see how they do on their own.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think you're right about that. I think that, you know, change is a good thing, and I talked about it earlier about how NXT, mm-hmm. a lot of those guys are still there, and it just feels like, you know, a very stale show when nothing new ever happens. So I think splitting up the
right.
New Day, you know, permanently wouldn't be a bad idea. I mean, and you can always bring them back, like, years down the line, but I think it's time to do something
mm-hmm.
new for the guys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gentlemen, we got probably about 90 seconds to go. Sorry, Dominic, for talking over you.
No, you good.
All right, last topic. I remember when Hell in a Cell was special. You know, when it used to be a sacred match. Not an event, but a sacred match. I'm kind of disappointed with the way they have done Hell in a Cell the last few years. But how do you guys feel about Hell in a Cell? Is it still special, or has it not been special for years? I'll start with Swink, Dominic, and Kayvon. Close us out.
All right. So Hell in a Cell, you talked about it. It used to be something that was a match you would only do when you had a big feud and you wanted to kind of settle things. You would do it in the Hell in a Cell match. Now it's just become this gimmick. It's a name of a pay-per-view, so you have to do the match every year. It doesn't matter what the match is. You got to have a Hell in a Cell match. Now you have to have both a men's Hell in a Cell match, and now you have to have a women's Hell in a Cell match on these shows. So now it's just become a thing they just do because they have to. It's not a thing that actually a match or a feud actually warrants the stipulation, you know. So it's definitely lost a lot of its luster. And the fact that they did the Hell in a Cell gimmick on three shows in a row on Friday Night SmackDown, the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view itself, then Monday Night Raw, it's like, you know, why should anyone care about this match anymore when you're overdoing it to death? That's how I feel about it.
That's a good point, for real. Kayvon?
Well, Hell in a Cell for the past 2 years, some of them has been okay. This one, well, it wasn't the best one that I can say. As far as rivalries go, that's what Hell in a Cell is for, like a long-term rivalry ending inside the cell. But nowadays, you just have people, I want you inside Hell in a Cell. And it's like, well, what did y'all do to really build up this match for this match to happen inside this structure? So, you know, and then, of course, I was reading that Hell in a Cell designed to end people's careers and rivalries and all that stuff. So now it's just a stimulation for any and everybody.
Well, yeah, you have Randy Orton, who's competed in like 8 of them, but they keep talking about how it's supposed to be this match that ends careers, yet Randy Orton is here and he's like, oh yeah, I've been in 8 of these. It's no big deal. It's just another day at the office for the Viper.
Man, oh man.
I mean, you guys said it best. It, isn't that enough to say, like, yeah, it was like the Hell in a Cell, like I said, it was supposed to end careers or either captivate a career. They have to get back to storytelling or using that stipulation match better. Like, you use that stipulation match when you have a bitter rivalry of a year. You have a good feud with somebody. When you put them to hell and back, stipulations, that was the one stipulation, like, that was the stipulation to end all feuds or rivalries. Now it's just, like you guys say, it's just, well, that's one of the matches to we're going to do to get rivalry of the year. to be WWE superstar, to get the Slammy Award, get the OMG moment now. So, yeah, they got to do better.
Absolutely, absolutely. Any final thoughts, guys, before we go home for the night?
Well, as far as the draft, I am surprised nobody chose Drew McIntyre. And if y'all did, then I'm sorry. But like I said, I'm surprised that nobody chose this man. But, I mean, my final words is SmackDown so far in my book is the best show of all time. And next year it will continue to be the best show. That's it.
Boom. Anybody else or no?
No, I'm good.
Oh.
All right. All right. I will say this. Marquez, you need to review the show notes. You need to know who is on what on the draft list, so you know you're better prepared next time. I'll say that. And I'm glad that the NBA basketball schedule will not be messing up my Dynamite viewing schedule next month.
Well, hey, you got that going for you. My final thoughts, yeah, next year I'll do better. I do need to review the notes. That's kind of embarrassing, but I apologize. But I'll do better next year if we do this next year. But seriously, I want to thank everybody for joining the show. I want to thank you, Dominic. You've been rocking with the show for almost 3 years now. I want to thank you for being a good host and co-host. Kayvon, it's been awesome having you come on board. You know, you have injected some life into this show, some energy, and we appreciate you, man. Nick, thank you for coming over. Thank you for putting us over. You know, you have a lot of stuff you got going on. Thank you for taking time to come in to be a part of this show, Russell Talking to D. We really appreciate you, and the door is always open. I'm going to tell you this on air, and I'm going to tell you privately, like, the door is open for you to come in and do whatever you want to do, so feel free to stop by again. I want to thank everybody for listening, whether it's one person, 20 people, or a million. We want to thank those that are listening. We're going to do our best to bring you new content. Some stuff will work. Some stuff won't work. You're going to like some stuff. You won't like some stuff. But we're going to do our best to continue to evolve this show. So, yeah, thank you. Thank everybody for listening. Have a good night. This has been another edition of Wrestle Talking to D. Take care. God bless. Mm-hmm.